हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। These are the very auspicious days. Of having Upakarmas done and immediately following that and doing the Gayatri Mantra Japa 1,000 times. So we also have the fortune of being able to study the Upanishad on these days. Because Upakarma itself is done specifically. Ultimately, for a person to enter into the study of the Upanishads. So, just remember those that significance today. So, we are seeing Krishna Yajurvediye Taittiriya Upanishadi Dvitiyodhyaye Brahmananda Valyam Ashtamonu Vakaha, where we are seeing this Ananda Mimamsa, analysis of the happiness. And we know very well, the aim of the Upanishad is not to really discuss the nature of Vishaya Sukham, worldly pleasure, but by presenting this highly imaginative analysis of Anandaha, Ananda Mimamsa, by discussing, actually Upanishad ultimately aims to help us arrive at what is Swarupa Anandaha, the absolute happiness, the very nature of reality, obtaining as one's own essential nature. So here, let us, because today is the, I think, last class, because last class in the sense of this portion we'll be reading only today, because we'll be completing it today by then. We'll be moving on to the next topic in this same chapter section. So, Teye Shatam Devana Manandaha Sayeka Indrasyanandaha Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya Teye Shatam Indrasyanandaha Sayeko Brihaspatiranandaha Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya Teye Shatam Brihaspatiranandaha Sayeka Prajapatiranandaha Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya Teye Shatam Prajapatiranandaha Sayeko Brahmana Anandaha Shrotriyasya Chaka Mahatasya. So we are seeing in this portion that whatever the higher and higher degree of happiness is experienced by the beings endowed with higher upadhis, higher standard of upadhis in higher and higher lokas, that sukham, that higher degree of sukham is effortlessly enjoyed by Shrotriyaha Akamahataha. In fact, even Brahma's Anandaha, Hiranyagarbha's Anandaha. So Hiranyagarbha is the one who is capable of enjoying all happiness experienced by all beings in all other lokas. Because Hiranyagarbha is omniscient, sarvajnaha. Because the Kshotriyatvam also is, Hiranyagarbha Kshotriyatvam is of the highest degree. Therefore, Akamahatattvam is vairagyam, dispassion, desirelessness is also of the highest degree. Therefore, Sukham enjoyed by Hiranyagarbha is also of the highest degree. And that Sukham enjoyed by Hiranyagarbha is effortlessly enjoyable by the Kshotriyaha Akamahataha, who is here in this world itself and enjoying even the Samanya Manishya Upadhi, enjoying the ordinary human Upadhi itself. This person is able to enjoy that highest degree of happiness enjoyable only in Brahmaloka by Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, whatever a person, punyam, a person can earn by practicing, by meditations, by performing rituals, and using that punyam, even by traveling through the Shuklagati, etc., reaching Brahmaloka, enjoying the position of Hiranyagarbha, whatever a person can enjoy, that Sukham is enjoyable by a person of total dispassion here itself in this world itself. But such a highest degree of dispassion is possible only if a person has very clear discriminative understanding. Such discriminative understanding is possible only if a person has earned punyam. One must have punyam to be blessed with the discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is satyam, what is mithya. Even to have the discriminative understanding, viveka, one needs that sharpness of intellect, to have that sharpness of intellect, and also stable mind, one needs punyam. And for that punyam to have Bhagavan's grace, one has to choicelessly live a life of dharma, which is one has to live a life of karma yoga. That is why karma yoga is always emphasized as the only means of preparing one's antahkaranam for the attainment of jnanam. Anyway, so we have seen all this portion here. So in the Bhashyam part, we have seen so Trailokya Shariraha Prajapatihi Brahma and Samashti Vyashti Rupaha Samsara Mandala Vyapi, and Hiranyagarbha is the one who pervades the all three worlds in subtle form. So it is Hiranyagarbha who alone is there, pervading the individual body and pervading the entire gross universe also. And here, yatra yete ananda bhedaha ekatam gachanti. Must be wondering why I am repeating this. So here, ananda bhedaha, these different degrees of happiness experienced in different planes of existence by beings of much subtler upadhis, beings who endured subtler upadhis, those different degrees of happiness, ekatam gachanti, attain oneness, which means that becomes the one unit of Hiranyagarbha's happiness. Dharmaha cha tannimittaha. dharmahacha, in keeping with the highest degree of happiness, the punyam also, punyam earned by Hiranyagarbha also is abundant, which is of the highest degree. Tannimittaha jnanam cha. In keeping with the punyam, the punyam also is in keeping with his omniscience, at the highest degree of knowledge. So jnanam also is the exalted level of knowledge, exalted level of punyam, exalted level of akamahatattvam, vairagyam. Therefore, the highest degree of happiness is enjoyable for Hiranyagarbha. So tadvishayam akamahatattvam cha niratishayam. Tadvishayam akamahatattvam cha niratishayam. So that dispassion, desirelessness also is complete, purnam, the total. Yatra sahayesha Hiranyagarbha Brahma. This is what is actually, this is the reason why, this is the position which Brahma enjoys. The position Brahma enjoys means what? The position Brahma enjoys is such that where Hiranyagarbha is capable of enjoying the highest degree of worldly pleasure, experiential pleasure. Tasya eshaha anandaha. So it is repeated. Tasya eshaha ananda. This highest degree of vishaya sukham, vishaya anandaha, laukika anandaha, experiential pleasure, is easily attained, effortlessly attained, directly, pratyaksham upalabhyate, entirely, sarvataha, sarvataha, entirely, pratyaksham, directly, attained by this shrotriyaha akamahataha, shrotriyena avrijinena akamahatena. Please remember these three adjectives, very important adjectives. So what is enjoyable by Hiranyagarbha in Brahmaloka is easily, effortlessly, directly, entirely enjoyable by this person, human being who is living in this world of mortals, enjoying the human upadhi, having the human upadhi, with this human upadhi itself is able to enjoy. Why? He is endowed with these attributes. See, what are the three attributes? The three attributes are revealed by those three words. Look at this. Shrotriyaha avrijinaha akamahataha. One person, but he is shrotriyaha. He is a person who is endowed with a profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastra. Thereby, being constantly reminded of the Dharma, importance of Dharma, the person must have lived a clean life of Dharma. Thereby, he is avrijinaha. See, shrotriyatvam contributes for avrijinatvam. Avrijinaha, vrijinam means papam. Vrijinaha is a papi. Avrijinaha is a sinless person. So in keeping with the avrijinaha means he must have earned only punyam. Punyavan. And because that punyam, because of the grace, akamahatattvam. Akamahatattvam implies what? Viveka. As a result of viveka, desirelessness, dispassion, detachment. The person effortlessly grows out of desire for all time-bound material ends. Your akamahatattvam. So these are three attributes. Shrotriyaha, avrijinaha, akamahataha is the person, one person who has ended with these three qualifications. By him, sarvataha pratyaksham upalabhyate. What is upalabhyate? Tasya yeshaha anandaha. That highest degree of happiness, enjoyable by only Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, in Brahmaloka, is attained by this Manushyaha with Manushya Upadhi, this human being, the Manushya Upadhi. Okay, so here we understood already. So Brahmaji has omniscience, the highest degree of knowledge, all knowledge. Because Brahmaji, that's why he is said to be Hiranyagarbha. See, the word Hiranyam literally means gold. Mahalakshmi is said to be Hiranyavarna. Sri Suktam begins the word Hiranyavarnam Harinim. You learnt with me in our Sri Suktam class. So Hiranyam is gold. And the gold always stands for glittering, the shining, the shine, the effulgence. And the effulgence implies what? Knowledge. So gold stands for effulgence, the glittering effulgence, and the effulgence stands for knowledge. Therefore, actually what is meant by the word Hiranyam is knowledge. Hiranyam garbheyasya, the one who has knowledge in the womb. What does it mean? It doesn't mean womb. The one who is endowed with omniscience. The omniscient, one who is endowed with all knowledge. Therefore, he is the Shrotriyatvam of Hiranyagarbha, is the highest degree of Shrotriyatvam. This person is qualified, highly qualified, highly, highly qualified. You know, how qualified he is? He is endowed with the highest qualification of having omniscience. Therefore, Brahmaji's akamahatattvam is also of that highest level. Therefore, it is possible he has, and that sukham which Brahmaji has is enjoyable by a human being sitting in the world of human beings with the human upadhi, with this ordinary human body, mind and complex. It's enjoyable because he is also Shotriyaha avrijinaha akamahataha. Therefore, tasmat. The next sentence I left yesterday, I didn't read out this portion, and all of you kept quiet. It's okay. Tasmat. Do you remember now? Tasmat. Etani trini sadhanani iti avagamyate. Yetani trini sadhanani iti avagamyate. Yetani trini sadhanani iti avagamyate. Therefore, it is understood that these three are the means of attainment of highest degree of experiential sukham. So one must perform karma, one must practice upasanam, one must live a life of tapas, one must really practice strenuous tapas to earn punyam to be able to enjoy this happiness. No. Here Shastram says, Yetani trini sadhanani. Yetani trini sadhanani. These three are the means. So, tasmat avagamyate, therefore, that this ordinary human being with the qualification of being an akamahataha, avrijinaha, shotriyaha, is able to enjoy the sukham of happiness of Hiranyagarbha, therefore, tasmat avagamyate, therefore, it is understood that Yetani Trini, these three are the means of attainment of the highest degree of worldly happiness. And these three are, in fact, the means of discovering, isn't it, even indirect means of discovering even absolute happiness, which cannot be experienced, but which can be claimed, taken ownership of as one's own essential nature. Okay, tatra, what are the trini sadhanani? Trini sadhanani kani? So, vishaya sukhasya praptyartham, aswarupa sukhasya praptyartham va sadhanani kani? What are those three means? Tatra shrotriyatva, avrujinatve, niyate, akamahatattvam tu utkushyate. See, shrotriyatva, avrujinatve, dual word. Take it separately. Shrotriyatvam and avrujinatvam. Shrotriyatvam cha avrujinatvam cha is equal to shrotriyatva avrujinatve niyate. When a person's shrotriyatvam, the profoundness of the knowledge, and avrujinatvam, sinlessness, are in uniform, they become uniform, they are of the equal level. Akamahatattvam tu utkrushyate. So in keeping with the highest level of profoundness of knowledge and sinlessness, akamahatattvam, desirelessness, unafflictedness by desire also, utkrushyate, increases. So, increase of the dispassion. You can't measure how much dispassion a person has, isn't it? So, the level of dispassion increases in keeping with the level of the uniform exalted level of shrotriyatvam and avrujinatvam. Therefore, these three are the sadhanani. Shrotriyatvam, avrujinatvam and akamahatattvam. Shrotriyatvam, avrujinatvam, akamahatattvam. The same order must be remembered. These are the three sadhanani. Utkrushyate iti. Prakrishta sadhanata avagamyate. Prakrishta sadhanata. So sadhanam means. Sadhanata is equal to sadhanatvam. These three, shrotriyatvam, avrujinatvam, akamahatattvam, these three, and etani trini, enjoy the status of being the exalted best means of, not best mean what, the main means of attainment of highest degree of happiness. So prakrishta sadhanata, prakrishtam sadhanam means what? Nikrishtam sadhanam means ordinary means, but a best means, exalted means, is prakrishta sadhanam. This is the means. When you say prakrishta sadhanata is equal to prakrishta sadhanatvam. So these three, shrotriyatvam, avrujinatvam, you should never forget this. Shrotriyatvam, avrujinatvam, akamahatattvam, these three enjoy the status of being the main means of attainment of highest degree of happiness. Prakrishta sadhanata avagamyate. Okay. See, vairagyam is possible. Vairagyam cannot be imposed on a person. It has to naturally blossom in a person. The vairagyam has to really flower. It's called vikasa, isn't it? Vairagyam has to be discovered. It has to be there, blossom in a person. The person must have punyam. The viveka, the person must have viveka. For to have viveka, person must have punyam. To have Bhagavan's grace, one must have punyam. And to have punyam, a person must have avoided all possible sins. Or not all sins. All wrong actions one must have avoided. And to avoid all wrong actions, to thoughtfully avoid accumulating papam, and even to, one must do proper things to neutralize the unknowingly earned papam also, for which to be a person of avrijinatvam, to be an avrijinaha, one must strictly live a life of dharma, karma yoga, for which a person must know the importance of dharma. And to know the importance of dharma, even if we know dharma, we will forget. That's why shastra satsangaha. So shrotriyatvam implies satsangaha. So study, being given to the study of the shastram, the scholarship is not mere erudition alone. The profoundness of knowledge of the shastram must be effective, that it must give a person all strength to live a life of dharma. That's why shrotriyatvam comes first. It's not mechanical understanding of study of the shastram alone. The profoundness of knowledge must be such, one must deeply understand the importance, necessity of not going against dharma. That's why shrotriyatvam forms first qualification, first sadhanam. Then comes avrijinatvam, then comes akamahatattvam. Okay, now we saw this next portion, so let me quickly read it. Tasya akamahatattva prakarshataha cha upalabhyamanaha shrotriya pratyakshaha brahmanaha anandaha yasya paramanandasya matra ekadeshaha. Now slowly, Bhagavad Pada says what? That happiness, the highest degree of happiness, which is experienced by Hiranyagarbha, Brahmanaha Anandaha, which is also effortlessly experienced, upalabhyamanaha, which is experienced, which is attainable, which is attained directly by a Kshotriyaha, only because of what? Akamahatattva prakarshataha. Only because of the increased, highest level of the vairagyam. Akamahatattva prakarshataha. Only due to the increase of vairagyam, highest level of vairagyam, upalabhyamanaha is attainable, is attained. What's attained? Brahmanaha anandaha. Happiness of Hiranyagarbha, happiness enjoyed by Hiranyagarbha, which is attained by Kshotriyaha. Kshotriya pratyaksha, attained by Kshotriyaha directly. That is, paramandasya matra ekadeshaha. Paramandasya matra ekadeshaha is only a trickle, is only manifestation of fraction of the absolute happiness. And this is again Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quote, also we saw yesterday itself. Etasya eva anandasya anyane bhutane matram upajivanti. Etasya matram eva anyane bhutane upajivanti. All beings of all lokas are dependent on this absolute happiness only. So any degree of sukham enjoyed by any being in any level of higher plane of existence also, it's all nothing but manifestation of fraction of fullness of happiness, which is absolute happiness, which is surupma of the reality, surupma of one's own self. Iti shutyantarat etasyeva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti iti shutyantarat. The same fact we hear from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. It doesn't matter whether it's anandaha experienced by Brahmaji, anandaha experienced by the Kshotriya Kamahatamaha in this world, and Kshotriya, the happiness enjoyed by any degree of happiness enjoyed by any being of any being existing in any higher and higher point of existence, all happiness of all beings are nothing but manifestations of fractions of Brahmanandaha only. That's what it is said, Paramanasya Matra Yeka Deshaha. Okay. Saha Eshaha Anandaha Yasya Matraha Samudram Bhasaha Iva Viprushaha Pravibhaktaha Yatra Yekatam Gataha. Just as Samudrambasaha Viprushaha Iva. Just as the water drops, which countless number of water drops rise from the ocean water, again they resolve in the same ocean water. In the same way, these the various fractions of manifestations of happiness, Brahmanandaha only, pravibhaktaha, divided, and which are experienced, and again they become resolved as one Brahmanandaha. Yatra ekatam gataha, they attain oneness, where in Brahmananda. That then oneness Brahmananda means what? It's, they rise, they're all manifestations or fractions of one Brahmananda. They're all not different. And again they resolve in the Brahmanandaha, which means Brahmanandaha, the absolute happiness, Paramanandaha, Brahmanandaha, Swarupanandaha, this absolute happiness, is something which doesn't come and go, which is permanent, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless, all pervasive, and this anandaha. Why it is timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless? Because Surup, essential nature of the reality, therefore it is identical with Satchit Brahma. So this anandaha is nothing but anantam, therefore identical with satyam jnanam. That is why any degree of happiness experienced by any being, all those different degrees of happiness are nothing but manifestations of fractions of the only source of happiness, the Brahmanandaha only. Saha yeshaha paramanandaha swabhavikaha. Because it is natural. Advaitatu ananda anandinohocha avibhagaha atra. And here, the experienced sukham being non-separate from the experiencer. In fact, anandaha, swarupam, the fullness of happiness is the very nature of reality, nature of the atma, nature of one's own self. the experiencer swarup means happiness. The swarupam of the experiencer is happiness. Therefore, any degree of happiness experienced is nothing but manifestation of the fraction of one's own essential nature. It is non-separate. Therefore, experiencer and experience happiness are not two. So, due advaitatu, due to the experiencer of the happiness and happiness are not two. Ananda anandinoho avibhagaha cha, and that is non-division, non-separation between the anandi, the experiencer, and anandaha, happiness. Okay, this much you have already seen. Still I repeat it today because I left in between that two lines where important point is mentioned, that trini sadhanani, three important means of attainment of happiness. Okay, now having completed that portion, having completed the analysis of anandaha, and Upanishad now summarizes the benefit. What's the benefit? Benefit is understanding the oneness. Understanding the oneness of different degrees of happiness. Even though the degree of happiness varies, still all of them are essentially one. So by understanding the oneness of the happiness, which is identical with consciousness, which is identical with the very reality, oneness of reality. This is the benefit. Understanding the oneness of reality, of course, is in fact understanding moksha, understanding of the freedom. Understanding of the freedom is what? Accomplishment of the absolute goal. Therefore, as understanding one's own swarupam being the fullness of happiness or limitlessness, and any sukham experienced is non-separate from one's own self, which is nothing but manifestation of fraction of one's own essential nature. So this has to be understood. Therefore, he Upanishad now presents the summary in order to conclude this topic of Ananda Mimamsa, analysis of happiness. Let us read the mantra now. Sayaschayam Purushe, Sayaschayam Purushe, Yaschasavaditye, Sayekaha. Here is a Mahavakyam. What is Mahavakyam? Mahavakyam is a vakyam which reveals the essential oneness of the individual and the total, in spite of the difference between the individual and the total. The difference is, of course, there, but the difference is only mithya. Difference is from the standpoint of the upadhis. Individual upadhi is different. Samashti upadhi is different. Upadhis are different. The difference is there. That is why we have to even say individual and the total. very two expressions are because of the difference in the upadhis. But essentially, the individual and the total, vyashtihi and samashtihi, the standpoint of the truth, they are non-different. So the difference must be there. In spite of the difference being there, the non-difference has to be revealed. So this Mahavakyam reveals this essential oneness. So here's the Mahavakyam. So what is, how it is a Mahavakyam? Here, the happiness, the source of happiness, the source of happiness obtaining as the very surupam of the individual, and the source of happiness obtaining in Ishvara, the Hiranyagarbha, is one and the same. So Paramanandaha, Brahmanandaha is the same. So Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschasavadhitye Sa Ekaha. Of course, here Sahacha Ayam. Sahacha Ayam Purushe. The word Purushaha here stands for the individual. And kaha purushaha here, the person who has his highest degree of happiness, the individual human being, who has his highest degree of happiness, a unit of happiness, as an ideal person, an ideal human being, as a kshatriya, as adhyayaka, ideal person has highest degree of human happiness. And the source of that happiness is what surupam of the individual. And so also, the highest degree of happiness experienced by Hiranyagarbha in Brahmaloka, that is also manifestation of fraction of happiness. So individuals have happiness experienced by the individual also is manifestation of fraction of happiness because of the difference in the upadhi. So Hiranyagarbha upadhi is different. Here Purusha upadhi is different. Therefore, the level of there's difference in the level of manifestation also. Whereas the source of manifestation is Brahmanandaha, which is one and the same. So that absolute happiness obtaining in the human being as a source of happiness, the same absolute happiness obtaining in Hiranyagarbha as a source of the manifestation of highest level of happiness in Hiranyagarbha, that is Saha Ekaha. So here the word Aditya. Adityaha, you must be wondering, why Adityaha? Adityaha is Suryaha. It's very nice, I'm very happy, because today people do only invoke the grace of Ishvara as Aditya, by repeatedly chanting 1,000 times Gayatri Mantra. So Sahasra Gayatri, every time you recite a Gayatri Mantra, you invoke this, it's a Savitri Mantra. Savitri Mantra and Gayatri meet. Invoke the grace of Ishvara as Surya Bhagavan only. Therefore, we are remembering Surya Bhagavan today on Sunday also. So, Yahacha Aditye, the truth, the source of manifestation of happiness, the Brahmananda obtaining in the Adityaha. Adityaha symbolizes Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Ishvara. The Purushaha is Vyashtihi. Adityaha here is Samashti Ishvaraha. A symbol. Represents Samashti Ishvaraha. Why? Because the Aditya is a devata. Devata, which stands for Samashti Shakti. Devata, which stands for Samashti Shakti, is Aditya. And Ishvara is Samashti Shakti Nam Samuhaha. One devata becomes an altar for Ishvara, the totality of devatas. Over here, Aditya symbolizes Hiranyagarbha. So, Yaha cha ayam purushe, that's absolute source of happiness. What is absolute source of happiness? The fullness of happiness is identical with consciousness, which is the swarupam of the jiva, individual, which is swarupam of Ishvara also. Therefore, yaha cha ayam purushe, that consciousness existence, which alone is of the fullness of happiness, which obtaining in an individual, and the same fullness of happiness, which is identical with the consciousness existence implied by the term Brahma, is same source of manifestation of happiness obtaining in Hiranyagarbha, that is one and the same. Ekaha. And this is a fact. A person who understands this equation of oneness of the source of happiness, the oneness of the source of the manifestation of happiness, being the Brahma, Atma, is the person who can say what? The person who can say, who can have the understanding that I, the Self, am the Purnanandaha. I, the Self, am the source of happiness. I am of the nature of fullness of happiness. I am happiness. Aham anandaha, anandoham. Aham anandaha asmi. Aham brahmanandaha asmi, aham swarupanandaha asmi, aham anandaha asmi. That must be the understanding of the person. I, the Self, am fullness of happiness myself. This must be the understanding of the person who has understood this equation, who understands that the source of happiness, manifestation of happiness obtaining in individual, the source of happiness obtaining in Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, is one and the same. So here, mantra further says, Sayaschayam puruṣe, yaschāsāvādityē, sayekaha, saya evam viti, evam viti, saya evam viti. Saha, that person, which person? Yaha vit, who is the knower, who knows. Who knows what? Who knows evam in this manner? That person who knows, who understands the essential oneness of the Anandaha, obtaining in the individual and the Ishvara, in this manner, in which manner? The difference is only in the upadhis. Therefore, the level of this difference in the manifestation of the fraction of happiness, but from the standpoint of source of happiness, which is the truth of in the individual and the total, there's no difference, one and the same. Yaha evam viti saha. That person who understands the fact of the essential oneness of happiness of individual and Ishvara, Purushaha and Adityaha, Taha, Asmat lokat pretya. We'll see this in the mantra now. What happens? The benefit is presented here. This knowledge, the analysis of Anandaha culminates in understanding happiness being the very swarupam of one's own self. Understand the essential oneness of the happiness of individual and the total. As a result of which a person transcends the body, mind, sense, complex, while living in this world itself, he attains Jivan Mukti. Then, after having exhausted the Parabdha Karma, after leaving from this world, he transcends the body, mind, sense, complex for good, which means he attains Videha Mukti also. This is the ultimate benefit of understanding the essential oneness of the Anandaha. So Upanishad says here, Saya evam vit asma lokat pretya etamannamayamatmanamupasankramati yetam pranamayamatmanamupasankramati yetam manomayamat Manamupasankramati Yetam Vijnanamayamatmanamupasankramati Yetam Anandamayamatmanamupasankramati Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati. Like when the Ashtama Anuvakaha, eighth Anuvaka ends, again there's a mention that regarding this, there is a Rig Mantraha. It's going to come in the beginning of the ninth Anuvaka. Before that, Upanishad says, Yaha evam vit, Yaha avagachati, Purushecha adityecha, Yaha anandaha asti. Saha Anandaha Ekaha Eva. The source of happiness is one and the same. Even though there's difference in the levels of manifestations of fractions of happiness. The person who understands this fact is the knower of this fact in this manner. Asmat lokat pretya. Asmat lokat pretya. See, pretya literally means, pretya means having gone, having departed, having left. This is literal meaning. But here, how do we take it? Having turned away. Having turned away. Pretya means having turned away. Turned away from what? Having turned loka, asmat lokat. Having turned away from this world. Asmat this. From this. Lokat world. From this world. From the world. From this, from the world. So from this world. Asmat lokat pretya. Having turned away from this world means having given up one's identity with even one's body, mind, and complex. Okay. Having turned away, having given up one's identity with the body, mind, and complex, that person, what happens now? He abides in the self that we have to supply. Okay. Atmani avateshtati. just we had supplied to make it complete. Atmani avatishtati. Atmani swa atmani avatishtati. Swatmani avatishtati, I'm simply adding to make the sentence complete. The person abides in oneself. He turned away, having turned away from this world of objects, having turned away from one's own body, mind and complex, means having given up the identity with the body, mind and complex, the person abides in oneself. Swatmani avatishtate. It's called Swatmani avasthanam. Swatmani avasthanam, Swatma avasthanam, abidance in oneself. The person attains abidance in oneself. It's not physical, it's cognitive. The person very clearly sees the truth of the I being Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. He can see I, the self, am pure knowledge, pure existence and limitlessness. The word I, the self, am happiness, fullness of happiness. This is the vision a person has. This having this vision is what? It's a cognitive. The person abides cognitively, abides in oneself. In spite of being endowed with the body, mind, and complex, the person cognitively abides in oneself. Therefore, Upanishad says, Etamannamayamatmanamupasankramati. So he cognitively, consciously, thoughtfully, annamayam atmanam upasankramati, upasankramati, kramati, sankramati, upasankramati. He transcends the gross physical body, the product of food. So this physical self, he transcends, gross physical self, he transcends. Etam, why etam? The non-distinguishably, inseparably, the body is. Therefore, etam, this inseparably obtaining the nearest body, mind and complex. Etam annamayam atmanam upasankramati. The person transcends the gross physical self. Annamaya atma. Then, etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati. Saha upasankramati. Yaha evam vit, that person transcends this, even the pranamaya atma, the physiological self. Etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. Saha evam vit asmat lokat pretya etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. You have to bring all that. Saha yaha evam vit saha asmat lokat pretya etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. He transcends this emotional self, the manomaya atma. Etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati. This person transcends vijnanamaya atma, the intellectual self. Finally, etamanandamayam atmanam upasankramati. This person even transcends the anandamaya atma, even the ignorance. Then what? It transcends means what? He gives up identity with all five koshas. the entire body, mind, and complex, all three bodies. Having transcended all three bodies cognitively, having given up the identity with this five koshas, the person abides in one's own self. He shifts his identity from annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, even anandamaya. Where can he place the I? He cognitively places the I in the abstract formless reality, the consciousness existence, which is happiness. The nature of fullness of happiness. So anantam is equal to anandaha. Limitlessness is happiness. That's why we say Satchidananda Atma or Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. The person abides in oneself. He becomes objective towards the not the entire world, and his objective becomes objective towards one's own body, mind, and complex. At the same time, the person can see this objective universe, which is inclusive of one's body, mind, and complex, being mithya, being non-separate from oneself. He has Advaita Darshanam. So this is the benefit. This is how the eighth anuvaka ends with a beautiful presentation of the benefits, the summary of the benefit of the analysis of anandaha. So tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Regarding this also, there is a rigmantraha. So before we go there, let us see the bhashyam part. Tadi etan mimamsa phalam upasam hriyate. Now we saw this portion. Sayaschayam purushe yascha savaditye sayekaha saya evam vit asmal loka asmal lokat pretya etam pranamayamatmanam upasankramati etam manomayamatmanam upasankramati etam vijnanamayamatmanam upasankramati etam anandamayamatmanam upasankramati. What is this now? This until then, tad etat mimamsa phalam upasamhriyate. So etat, tad etat mimamsa phalam upasamhriyate. The benefit of the analysis of anandaha is in fact presented, concluded. The benefit of the analysis of anandaha, the calculus of anandaha is concluded, mentioning, explaining the benefit of the ananda mimamsa. Okay. Now, Bhagavad Pada is commenting upon the next sentence. Sayaschayam purushe yascha savaditye. This portion is introduced by Shankara Bhagavad Pada as what? This is the section, this is the portion where the Upanishad concludes. The benefit of the Ananda Mimamsa is mentioned. Mentioning the benefit of Ananda Mimamsa, here the topic is concluded. And now he comments upon the first sentence. यो गुहायाम निहितः परमे व्योम्नि यः गुहायाम निहितः परमे व्योम्नि गुहायाम निहितः सो दैट inexplicably subtlest reality implied by the term atma obtaining or hidden in the cave exalted space of cave of intellect parame vyomni guhayam nihitah now you can say what anandah that absolute happiness why it's absolute happiness It is not relative. It is not experiential. It is very it's natural, swarupam. Therefore, it's non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, unchanging, unchangeable, and indivisible. That nitya nirantara sukham is what nitya nirantara sukham is. Everlasting happiness is anandaha, purnanandaha. So that anandaha, which is hidden, why anandaha is hidden here? Anandaha is fullness of happiness is identical with consciousness existence. Chattachit Brahma. Therefore, yaha guhayam paramevyomni guhayam nihitaha. That fullness of happiness, which is identical with satyam and jnanam, which is hidden in the cave of intellect, the exalted space. Akashadi karyam srishtva. It is this Brahma, it is this absolute reality Brahma, obtaining as the Atma in the exalted space of cave of intellect. What does it do? Akashadi karyam srijati. Akashadi karyam srishtva, having brought into manifestation or having created the karyam, the effect, such as subtlest of the elements as space, etc. Akashadi karyam srishtva. Annamayantam, annamayantam akashadi karyam srishtva. Having created space, etc., up to having created everything, beginning with space, up to the human being. Annamayantam, ended with the, up to this exalted living being, ended with this body, mind, and complex. Annamayantam. Srishtva. Tadeva anupravishtaha. And having created this entire universe, having created this universe, created the elements, the elementals, and even all the living beings, and then again, even the body, mansions, complex, etc. Tadeva anupravishtaha. And has entered into that creation as it were. And that, it is that Brahmatma, yaha, saha, iti nirdishyate, that Brahmatma, which alone has created this entire universe, right from space up to this Annamaya Atma, that, and also having created, entered into that creation, and remains hidden there. Yaha, saha, Iti nirdishyate. It is a, he says here, Brahmatma is mentioned. Brahmatma, who created this, has entered into this universe, and who remains now hidden in the cave of intellect, in the exalted space, that Brahmatma is mentioned here. Yaha, saha iti nirdishyate, is mentioned here. Kaha, so, who is that Brahmatma? Who is of the nature of happiness? Ananda Swarupaha Brahmatma Kaha. Kaha Asau பிரம்மாத்மா ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபகா. அயம் புருஷே யஹ, இஸ் பிரம்மாத்மா, யஹ அயம் புருஷே ஹூ அலோன் அப்டெய்ன்ஸ் இன் திஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஹியூமன் பீயிங், அசௌ ஆதித்யே அண்ட் ஹூ அலோன் அப்டெய்ன்ஸ் இன் ஆதித்யா மீன்ஸ் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பகா சமஷ்டி ஈஸ்வரா, யஹ பரமானந்த அயம் புருஷே யஹ ச அசௌ ஆதித்யே யஹ பரமானந்த. திஸ் பரமானந்த அப்சல்யூட் ஹாப்பினஸ், அப்சல்யூட் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் பிரம்மாத்மா, தட் அப்சல்யூட் ஹாப்பினஸ் அதர்வைஸ் பி பிரம்மாத்மா ஹூ அப்டெய்ன்ஸ் இன் திஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஆஸ் எ சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஹூ அப்டெய்ன்ஸ் இன் திஸ் ஈஸ்வர ஆதித்ய ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஏ சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ். ஸ்ரோத்ரிய பிரத்யக்ஷா நிர்திஷ்டா was also mentioned before as the one who is experienced directly by Shrotriyaha. Yaha yasya ekadesham brahmadini bhu, and whose manifestation alone is experienced by the individual Shrotriyaha. யஸ்ய ஏகதேசம் பிரம்மாதீனி பூதானி சுகார்ஹாணி உபஜீவந்தி. யஸ்ய ஏகதேசம் த ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் விச் அலோன் த ஃபுல்னஸ் ஆஃப் ஹாப்பினஸ் தி ஆனந்த பிரம்மானந்த தி அப்சல்யூட் ஹாப்பினஸ் தி ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் விச் அலோன் தி ஃபிராக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் விச் அலோன் brahmadini bhutani, all living beings right from a human being up to the highest most evolved being hiranyagarbha, brahmadini bhutani, all living beings of all worlds, sukarhani who deserve the enjoyment of happiness, upajivanti depend upon upajivanti means what, all beings of all worlds, brahmadini bhuta right from the highest most evolved highest be the living being, we say brahma onwards, and all the living beings of all other worlds, all of them who deserve the enjoyment of happiness, depend upon the manifestation of the fraction of this brahmanandaha, that brahmanandaha, that paramanandaha saha யஹ ச அசௌ ஆதித்யே இதி நிர்திஷ்யதே, தட் பிரம்மானந்தா இஸ் தேர் இன் தி ஆதித்யா ஆல்சோ, இதி நிர்திஷ்யதே, தட் ஒன் பிரம்மானந்தா விச் இஸ் செட் விச் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் டு பி அப்டெய்னிங் இன் ஈஸ்வர ஆதித்யே, obtaining in the individual human being as source of manifestation of happiness, is ekaha saha ekaha, like how is one and the same, how Bhagavad Pada gives his easiest example of space, bhinna pradesha ghata akasha akasha ekatvavat, பின்ன பிரதேச கடாகாஷ ஆகாஷ ஏகத்வவது. பின்ன பிரதேச மீன்ஸ் வாட், டிஃபரெண்ட் ரீஜியன், Brahmapradesha Ghatakashaha. See, a pot obtains in a different place. And there's a space, pot space. Ghatakashaha, pot space. The space obtaining in an enclosure in a different place. And also, akashaha. And there is a total space. So the total space and a space obtaining in an enclosure called pot in a different place, that space actually are not two. The pot space obtaining in an enclosure called pot in a different region, in a given region, and the total space are not two. There's oneness of the space. Akasha ekatvam asti. Akashasya ekatvam. Akasha ekatvam. Oneness of the space. Vatta means like. Just as or like, there is oneness of space. The space obtaining, the total space. And the space obtaining in a pot, obtaining enclosure called pot in a given region are not two, the one and the same. So Ghatakashaha symbolizes the Purusha Anandaha obtaining in a person, individual. Akashaha implies is Mahanakashaha. The total space symbolizes the Anandaha obtaining in Adityaha Hiranyagarbha. So here, the difference is Bhinna Pradesha Ghatakasha Akasha Ekatvavatu. Just as there's oneness of space, even the pots, the space seems to be two, as the one obtaining in a pot and as the one obtaining as the total space. They're one. There's no such a, we can't say they are. There is oneness of space. Even the space appears to be two, as space in the, as a pot space, and the total space. Similarly here, the Anandaha, Brahmanandaha, Parama, absolute happiness, Paramanandaha, obtaining in the individual, Purushe Yaha, Aditya Yaha, that Anandaha is Ekaha, is one and the same. There is no division or difference at all, even though there is difference in the manifestation of the fractions of, manifestations of fractions of happiness. That's why it is said, Shrotriya Pratyakshaha Nirdishtaha. This Paramanandaha alone is mentioned to be that as the highest degree of human happiness experienced by a human being in his human world. The same Paramanandaha is there as a source of manifestation of highest degree of happiness experienced by Hiranyagarbha. And not only Hiranyagarbha, the same Paramanandaha, the same absolute happiness is a source of manifestations of the fractions of different degrees of happiness enjoyed by all the beings such as Brahma onwards of all the worlds. Therefore, the beings of all the worlds are dependent on this Brahmananda only. for enjoying, experiencing their own respective level of happiness. And that anandaha, brahmananda, absolute happiness identical with consciousness existence is one, indivisible, undivided, like the total space and the space obtaining in an enclosure called pot. So, bhinna pradesha ghatakasha akasha ekatva vat saha paramanandaha ekaha. This is the explanation of the one sentence. Okay. So, Bhagavad Pada's commentary on that one sentence is over. We have to move on to the next sentence. So here, before Bhagavad Pada moves on to the next, the benefit, actually what happens to the person who knows this, here he wants to clarify some doubt. Assuming a doubt of a Purva Pakshi, he presents this commentary here in this context. This doubt should be, this doubt is of a person who is given to the practice of upasanam. See, the people who are very much involved in karmakanda, and also people who are very much involved in the upasana kanda, I mean, who are interested in Hiranyagarbhasthanam, they always practice seriously the upasanam. So they perform rituals seriously. They also practice upasams very seriously. They had to be successful in their practice of meditation, upasanam. Only then they can earn abundance of punyam to be eligible to go to Brahmaloka and to enjoy the position of Hiranyagarbha, Ishwarasthanam. Such people, and who are very serious in their practice of meditation, it is possible for such people to have such this doubt. So here, the doubt, Shankara Bhagavad Pada, assuming the doubt of a person, and he presents him as a Purva Pakshi, and he presents his doubt. Here, upasakaha, saguna brahma upasakaha is the Purva Pakshi here. And so, saguna brahma upasakaha has different understanding also. Why such a doubt is possible for saguna brahma upasakaha only? Because in saguna brahma upasanam also, the individual upasakaha is mentioned as purushaha. And the upasya devata is Ishwaraha. And when individual is mentioned, in upasanam, when Shastra opened upasana kanda, upasanani meditations are prescribed. They also present relative equation. The upasana also relative equation is presented. It is only imaginative meditation. Imaginative equation. Let me make it very clear. See, in every individual, there are many subtle powers. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, another pancha pranaha antahkaranam. All these subtle aspects indwell the, all subtle aspects are there for an individual. And the individual is technically mentioned by this expression adhyatmam. Adhyatmam is a word used in the shastram to mean an individual. And the total is meant by his expression adi adi daivam, adhyatmam adi daivam. So adi daivam is supposed to be the total, supposed to be invoked upon the adhyatmam. So here each power, the individual is endowed with many subtle powers. Many subtle powers. And there is a Ishvara, the Samashtihi Adi Daivam is endowed with many devatas. Let me make it very clear. Adhyatmam, the individual meant by his expression Adhyatmam is endowed with many subtle powers, subtle aspects, subtle powers. And Samashtihi Ishwaraha, meant by his expression Adhi Daivam, is endowed with many devatas. What's a devata? Indriyanam Samuhaha Devata. The totality of each subtle power is said to be devata. See, I've mentioned before, devaha or devata. Devata is a feminine gender word. Devaha is a masculine gender word. So anything which shines, anything which is effulgent means what? Anything which, any object, every object which enjoys the status of being an object, which shines, is said to be devaha, devata, devata. Why? Every object which shines, which is effulgent, is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, every material object, inert material object also, is looked upon as manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, devaha, devata. This is another meaning. But here, the subtle power, the individual power is called indriyam. So every adhyatmam is endowed with many indriyani. Ishwaraha adi daivam is endowed with devataha. Each devata is nothing but totality of subtle powers. Now, seeing power alone, if you take Chakshurindriyam, Chakshurindriyam is a seeing power, individual seeing power. And the totality of seeing powers, the seeing power obtaining in all the individuals totally is said to be a devata. Similarly, the hearing power obtaining in individual is indriyam. So adhyatma shakti is called indriyam. Adi daiva shakti, the totality of each power obtaining, okay, is called devata. Now what is the devata, corresponding devata of chakshurindriyam? Adityaha. So adityaha is a devata, which is nothing but Aditya Devata stands for the totality of seeing power. The seeing power obtaining in all the living beings is said to be Aditya Devata. The total power is Devata. The name is given as Adityaha. Only total power, seeing power, totality of seeing power alone is known as one devata, Aditya Devata. Now, Adhyatma Shakti is Indriyam. Adi Daiva Shakti is what? Devata. Now, similarly, hearing power, chakshu, srotra indriyam, the hearing power, is adhyatma shakti. Adhyatma shakti is indriyam. Hearing power is indriyam. Adi daiva shakti. Your corresponding total, devata. Like this, for each subtle power, in Tattva Bodha, you would have definitely learned this. The total power, devata. Like this, Ishvara, devatanam samuhaha Ishvaraha. All the devatas, totality of each power is a devata. And the totality of devatas is Ishvaraha. Ishvaraha is nothing but all totality of all devatas. Totality of all powers is Ishvara. The samashtihi, we say. Now, so the Adityaha in Ishvara and Indriyam in an individual, Vyashti. So Adhyatma Shaktihi Indriyam, Adi Daiva Shaktihi Devata, and these, there's a similarity. Adhyatma is endowed with many Indriyani. Adi Daivam is endowed with many Devataha. So based on this similarity, Upasanam is prescribed. How Upasanam is prescribed? What is Upasanam? So based on that the prescription, what's the doubt the Purapakshi has, etc. Everything I'll explain in my next class. It's all right. So we have yet to do the next part. That I have not yet presented the doubt of the Purapakshi. I'll explain everything next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.